John.
Oh, good morning.
How are you?
Fine. I'm calling from Los Angeles. I had to come out here because I got another illness in my immediate family.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm calling for two reasons. In the past, on the matter we were discussing yesterday, in the past, you and I have talked about Gus Long. And I kind of set his name aside because for most any position in government, I would suspect his retained interest in the Texas company would represent a conflict. However, if in areas of my interest, that wouldn't be true. I wondered if you'd given it any thought or if you'd like me to explore it in any way.
A little bit worried about oil company.
Yeah, that's...
Gets a little that oil off on me. I never have had it in my life. Never had a dollar's worth, and nobody in my family's ever had, and I've always voted against them, but they still got me the wheeler-dealer oil man, so...
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to open this up without mentioning to you. The reason it kind of was revived in my mind is after we talked yesterday, Jack Connor called me up. And he said that friends of his, who were friends of Gus's, had told him that Gus's continued interest in coming into government. He's retired now, and he's had 2 or 3 months to rest up, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And
what are his weaknesses and his strengths?
Well, his strength is he's a hell of a good executive with a vast amount of international experience. He lived in Europe for a long time as a Texas company representative before he came to New York. And throughout his administration of the Texas company's affairs, he's operated on a worldwide basis, so he's internationally minded and experienced. His weakness is the limited amount of government experience that he has had. However, I understand during the war he did serve in the War Production Board or something, and just what he did, I don't know. He's a very excellent executive and a very responsible and fine man, a man of great character.
Extremely able.
Oh, he's extremely able, yes. He's an extremely able man. He commands the respect of the entire business community and financial world. He's one of the top flight oil executives in the business. You might turn that over in your mind, and I'll be back Monday, and you might talk it over.
I sure do that, John. I'll do it.
Now, the second thing is, while I'm out here, it came up in a purely personal matter. Would you think it might be wise for me to try and contact Ike, who's down here in Palm Desert, and bring him up to date on the subjects we talked about yesterday?
Yeah. I'd give him that intelligence briefing that we had here yesterday, tell him I wanted to talk to him and tell him we're trying to follow out pretty well what he's recommended.
Yeah, I'm sure that's right.
Ask him for any suggestions. I think he's just confidentially, I rather think he's the best advisor I've got in this field.
Yeah.
I just trust him and like him and think he's and all his ideas on negotiation and on measured responses and everything. I just hit it off with him. I always have had. I just think he's a wonderful person, and I'm going to try to get him to take over some commission to kind of keep him just a little bit in the limelight, like Hoover did with the Hoover Commission. And
that'd be a wonderful food thing.
I just want to, and
I think he'd appreciate that. When the last time I talked to him, which was a few days after you talked to him, he just had the warmest, kindest thing to say about you, and expressed the deepest sympathy for this. For your struggle with this Vietnam problem, you know?
Yeah. Well, he's a good man, and he gets with those Republicans sometimes, and I'm sure he doesn't get all of our reasons for having to do these things, and he doesn't understand maybe what the alternatives are that I have. But he is a good man, and he's a damn knowledgeable man, and I'd feel awful happy if he were my chairman of Joint Chiefs right now. I'll just tell you that. I just always have thought he had good judgment, and I think he's a pretty balanced fellow. And I would do it, John.
Right,
I would. I'd do it.
Right,
tell him I particularly want him to, and tell him I particularly want him to call any time he has any suggestion or any idea or wants to get any information. He's awful modest and shy. He won't take a plane or he won't accept anything the government, and everything I ask him to do, he always does. He comes but he's not a chubby type, and I just don't want him running around the country hitchhiking. And I've told him that the president's plane's at his disposal any time he wants to go anywhere for anything except a mean political speech, and he wouldn't use it for that, because that'd get him criticized. But he never does do it, and he just Mayor Eisenhower won't fly, you know. And,
no, that's right.
But anyway, you tell him that, and you just tell me what to do about it, and I'll do it, and I look forward to seeing. I'm terribly distressed here. You got problems?
Well, I've been beset with him for a few months, but
I know it. Well,
best I can. Don't worry about those.
You might as well. I agree with you, and good luck to you.
Thank you.